The flag, the lyrics, and the music, all united here in Washington at the Smithsonian's Museum of American History. It's the first time Francis Scott Key's original copy of the words has been in the same place as the massive flag that flew over Baltimore back in 1814.
Francis Scott Key, a lawyer sent to negotiate a prisoner exchange, was on a British ship and witnessed that attack, the bombardment of Fort McHenry. Imagine how his worry turned to joy in the morning when the smoke began to clear and high above the fort he saw the red, white, and blue of a hand-sewn wool flag waving strongly, declaring that the young nation was still sovereign.
Xavier Carnegie hosting the event that ends with everyone singing,
and the flag was still there.
Max Smith, WTOP News.